Today, I want to talk to you about taking advantage of your opportunity. Taking advantage of your opportunity. You know, there was a story told about a young man once who was a prince, and he wanted to marry this young lady who was one of the fairest princesses in the land. And he went to the young lady's father, and he asked the father, could he have his daughter's hand in marriage? And the father says, yes, you can have my daughter's hand in marriage, but you must do one thing to prove your love for her. And the king told the young man that I want you to go and stand in the field. I want you to wait there, and you're going to have three bulls that want to run toward you, and you need to catch the tail of the bull. And when you catch the tail of the bull, then you will then have proven your love for my daughter. So the young man goes to the field. He stands in the field eagerly waiting. And so the gate comes up, and it's the meanest, baddest, ugliest bull he's ever seen in his life. And that bull is just staring him down and looks at him, and the bull comes charging, and the young man has to make a decision. He tells himself, I better let this one pass. And so he steps to the side, and the bull runs away. And so he stands there again, and the gate opens up again, and the second bull. And to his surprise, this bull is bigger and meaner and badder than the first one. This bull is snorting and stoning, and is eyeing him down and looking at him, and he tells himself, he says, well, you know, I better let this one pass this way. So the bull comes charging, and he steps to the side, and the bull passes away. And so he's waiting again, and then the gate comes up, and then a little small, grunt, little bull, weak little bull comes out to the gate and looks at him, and he says, this is the one. This is the one I'm going to catch the tail on this bull. So that little bull trots out to him, and he's trying to move, and just at the right moment, the young man times his jump. He leaps out and reaches behind the bull to catch the tail, and lo and behold, the bull has no tail. He falls, missing his opportunity to marry the young lady. And so that's what I want to talk to you today about. We think about Paul. He said in Galatians 6 and verse 10, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially those that are of the household of faith. You know, living our life with the attitude of having the opportunity, as we have the opportunity, that is the best way that we could live our life. You know, the easiest way to not do something in your life is to procrastinate, is to wait until the last minute, is to not take the opportunity to tell yourself, I'm going to wait to a more convenient time in order to do the particular thing that we should do. But you see, we should always determine to have a mindset or a sense in our lives that we should have this sense of urgency, or and that our responsibility is to lead a holy life. We should have this sense of urgency to do the right thing, to not procrastinate and wait until the last minute, because the opportunity may pass us by and we miss our chance. So three things I'm going to talk to you today quickly about concerning taking advantage of our opportunities. Paul said in Galatians 6 and verse 10, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Taking the opportunity, or taking advantage of the opportunity to do good, first of all, is, number one, is an individual responsibility. Taking advantage of the opportunity to do good is an individual responsibility. Paul says, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men. You see, the personal pronouns there, Paul says that it is his individual responsibility. It is all our individual responsibility to obey God. God has created the world and everything in it. And we, being a part of God's creation, have the obligation to serve God. We have the responsibility to do those things that God would have us to do. Amen. Everything in God's creation obeys him. The solar system obeys him. All those millions and billions of planets, they all stay in orbit. And they never get out of orbit. Why? Because they obey God. They do it because God has ordained it to be that way. We look at our Earth. It's tilted at 23.5 degrees. It's never going to change. Why? Because God ordained it to be that way, and it's going to obey God. So each part of God's creation, when you begin to look at its activity, it obeys God. That means it does the things that God ordained it to do. Now you think about us as human beings. You see, sometimes we don't do what God has ordained us to do. And I'm trying to say to you today that God has ordained all of us to do good to one another. Now sometimes we don't do good. We don't do those things that we should. We don't do them because God has also made us different from any other of his creation. God has made us with the ability to have free will. We have the ability to choose whether or not we're going to do good or do those things that God has ordained us to do. And the point I'm trying to make here about this particular phrase here, it is our individual responsibility to do good. And we cannot depend on somebody else to do good for us.
Amen.
God is going to hold each one of us accountable for our action. And if we miss our opportunity to do good, it's nobody else's fault. The only person's fault is mine. And so I have to realize my individual responsibility to do good. Now, Brother Dixon read for us in our scripture reading, he read the parable of the Good Samaritan found in Luke chapter 10 and verse 30 through 37. All three of these men, the priest, the Levite, and the Samaritan, all three of these men had an opportunity. Two of these men had the opportunity to do good, but only one took advantage of the opportunity. You see, those individuals could not blame it on the other. Well, I'm going to wait until the priest passes by. I'm going to wait until the Levite passes by. The Samaritan, when he looked upon the man and saw that the man had need, he took advantage of his opportunity. So I want to just emphasize that point to understand that doing good is an individual. You can't expect somebody else to do good when you see the opportunity to do good.
Amen.
It's your responsibility to do it. And that's the way God will have it. But not only is doing good an individual responsibility, but number two, doing good is an initiative that we must all take. You see, it's an initiative that we take. The Bible says, as we therefore have the opportunity. The word opportunity means a fixed space and time. That is, certain circumstances will appear to you in your life. And it's only going to be a certain window of opportunity or a certain time that you want to have to take advantage of that particular situation. And so you think about ourselves. We all have a fixed space of time to live. We all live, and we all must one day die. Every heart has only so many beats in it before it beats out. Every pair of lungs has only so many breaths in it before it cannot breathe anymore. And so you think about your life and the amount of time that you have left. You see, God has only given us a certain amount of time to do good. We only have a certain amount of time, and we need to take advantage of that. Some translations have this verse, so then, as often as we have the chance, we should do good to everyone. You see, we should do good to everyone because when that time passes, it's like a young man in the booth with the book. When that time passes, you may not have another opportunity. We have to take advantage of our opportunity and do it. Again, the Good Samaritan text is a great example of two individuals, or three individuals, and only one taking the advantage to do good. In the text, the Bible says in Luke chapter 10, I believe in verse 31, Luke chapter 10, in verse 31. The Bible says that the man was half dead in verse 31. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. In verse 32, the Bible says, and likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. You see, these two individuals, instead of taking advantage of the opportunity that they had before them, they passed by on the other side. And I wonder, how often in our lives do we pass by on the other side? When we see there's an opportunity to provide help to an individual, we look upon an individual and we see that they have need. But what we do is we pass by on the other side. We simply don't do anything.
Amen.
We tell ourselves, well, maybe somebody else is going to do it. Maybe the next person will have a chance. And we come up with all these excuses why we are not going to help the person. But maybe when we see that person, God is providing an opportunity for us,
amen,
to do good to another individual. We should always take advantage of the opportunity. John says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 17, for whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. You see, to love your brother is not to look upon him and see that he has need and pass by on the other side. To love your brother is to see him having need and doing something about it. Taking advantage of the opportunity. God gives us all kinds of opportunities in our life. Every day of our life. Every moment of our life. But we have to be still enough in our lives. And it's so nice to pay attention to what's going on around us. We have to be still enough to see those opportunities and take advantage of those opportunities when we have the chance. You see, doing good, and I want to mention this as well, taking the initiative to do good. You know, doing good has to come from the heart. You see, it means nothing. You know, it depends on the reason why you do good. You see, if you do good so that you can get some recognition, as Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 6 about the Pharisees and how they gave alms so that they can be seen of men. Or they prayed so that they could be seen of men in the street and be seen as contrite men, then there's no good. So we have to ask ourselves, why am I doing good to this person? Am I doing good because I feel guilty? Because I feel like if I don't do it, then God is going to be mad. Do I do good for that person because I want to be recognized for doing good? But truly, when we get to the heart of the matter, God would have us to do good for one another, not because we are afraid that we're not going to go to heaven. God wants us to do good to one another because we love each other. Because I want to see you doing better. And it's not about some reward that I'm going to get in the end. And that's the reason why I did what I did. God wants me to do it because I love you. Because I want to see you better. Because I want to help you. Because I want to do things that's going to work out to your benefit. That's why God wants us to do good. So we have to understand what is in our hearts. You see, believing the information and obeying the information, that's the basis. We do good because God tells us to do good. But we need to strive to mature beyond that. Not just do it because God says do it, but do it because I love you. That's why I say. And finally this morning, I want us to understand that doing good is an inclusive command. It's an individual responsibility. It's an initiative to take, and it's an inclusive commitment. Now, why do I say that? Paul says, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men. That's everybody. You see, it's not only a certain amount of people that are singled out that we're to do good to. God commands us to do good to everybody. So what does it mean to do good? To do good means to do something that's going to benefit the other person. And we just talked a little bit about love. But you see, we have to understand what love is. What is love? Is love just the feeling that you get when I feel warm and fuzzy toward a person and I love you, and so therefore I'm going to do this for you because I love you? What if you don't love a person in that matter? What if you don't have the warm and fuzzy feeling? Does that mean that I'm not supposed to do what God tells me to do? So the whole thing about love is that love is not just a feeling. Love is to want the best for the other person.
Amen.
Love is doing those things that are necessary. And I heard one preacher say it this way: love is doing the things that needs to be done. You know, sometimes you're not going to always want to do it. But if you love someone, then you do it because it benefits them. You know, another translation of the Bible has it: so then let us work for the good of all whenever we have the opportunity. That's what it's all about. That's what Christianity is all about. Doing good to your neighbor. Again, you look at the Samaritan, the parable of the Good Samaritan, and it says he must do good to all men. You have three types of men. You got a freak, you got a Levite, you got a Samaritan. You got three men, three occupations, but you only have one obligation, and that's to do good to the brother when you see him as me. You see, doing good doesn't have anything to do with race. It doesn't have anything to do with your class. It doesn't have anything to do with gender. Doing good is to love your neighbor, and it is to help the person whenever you have the opportunity. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 15, see that you render evil for evil. See that you don't render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and among all men. So I wanted to put that on our mind this week. As we go out into our different places, when we see the group of people that we see on a daily basis, understand that there's opportunities there. God has placed you there for a reason. And there are opportunities there for you to do good to that person. And you never know that good deeds that you do for that other person because you love them, it could be the good deed that brings them to Christ. But take advantage of those opportunities. Don't pass by on the other side and leave it up for somebody else to do it. Maybe it's for you to do it because you saw it needed to be done. And so I encourage you today to take advantage of every opportunity you have. And today you have an opportunity to obey the gospel if you're not a Christian. You can do it by faith, repentance, confession, and baptism. If you are a Christian, you can take advantage of this opportunity to repent and confess any sin that you have before you and God, so that you may be back in fellowship with him. And so go and do good as you have an opportunity. If there's anyone who needs to respond, please do so as we stand and sing.